Chapter 12. Balaram kills the Davida gorilla. The Bamasura demon once had a great gorilla friend named Davida, who was as strong as 10,000 elephants. Davida the gorilla became very angry when he heard how his friend Bamasura had been killed by Lord Krishna. He set fire to all the villages and houses near Dwarka, disturbed men taking care of the cows, and picked up big mountains and tore them to pieces. Sometimes he splashed water from the ocean so hard that the houses close by were flooded with water. This gorilla terrorized saintly and peaceful people by smashing their beautiful gardens and fruit trees and passing stool and urine in religious places. He attacked and kidnapped both men and women from their homes, taking them far away to be held prisoners in mountain caves. One day, Davida heard very sweet music coming out of the forest on the Rivataka mountain. He went to see how much trouble he could make. There he saw Lord Balaram singing and dancing with many beautiful young girls. Lord Balaram himself was very beautiful and wore many colorful flower garlands. His eyes were rolling from drinking so much Varuni drink. Davida climbed up into the trees and jumped from one branch to another. He jerked the branches, making a lot of noise, like "Kila, Kila, Kila," so Lord Balaram heard him coming. The gorilla made all kinds of faces, and the girls just laughed at him. He came closer to disturb them. He showed his teeth while moving his eyebrows. Lord Balaram threw a stone at him. The gorilla ducked and the stone missed. He jumped around and took the pot of Varuni and drank it. Then that bold gorilla reached out and pulled and tore their clothes. This monkey had already made so much trouble for everyone all over the countryside. Now Balaram was really angry. He picked up his club named Sunanda. The gorilla pulled a big oak tree out of the ground to hit Balaram in the head. Lord Balaram caught the big tree and hit the gorilla with his club. Blood started to pour out of the gorilla's head, but he did not slow down. He picked up another big tree and tried to hit Balaram again. But Balaram broke that tree into little pieces with his club. Each time the gorilla pulled up a big tree to hit Balaram, Lord Balaram would quickly smash it. After a while, there were no more trees standing in the forest. Since there were no more trees, Davida picked up huge stones and threw them. Stones were falling like rain on Balaram, but Lord Balaram just crushed them into little pebbles. Soon the gorilla had used up all the big stones in the forest and hills. He stood before Lord Balaram, waving his strong fists and beating Balaram's chest with his bare hands. Already very angry, Lord Balaram finally decided to kill him immediately. He put down his club and gave the Davida gorilla such a hard punch on the collarbone that Davida vomited blood and fell to the ground dead. All the forests and hills shook and trembled when the gorilla fell. While Balaram and Davida were fighting, many siddhas and demigods were watching them from the sky in their airplanes. They showered flowers on Lord Balaram and shouted, All glories to Lord Balaram. You have saved the whole world by killing this great demon, Devita Gorilla. Then Balaram went back to his capital city, Dwarka.